Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know what I always say? It's easy to be part of the problem. It's harder to be part of the solution. And really, and not impossible, just harder. Because you know why? You got to do a little work. You got to find out the truth. You got to be willing to put the truth out there and speak it. No matter what happens, 855-ROJO, 855-732-556. Want you involved, want you engaged, want you part of the solution. Speak about being part of the solution. Sonia Schmidt will join me after the first break. She's always got a lot of good information, a lot of good things to say. No matter where you're at with the royal family or not with the royal family, a loved one was lost today, so our hearts and prayers go out to the Queen, but not just the Queen. You know, there's a lot of the Brits, a lot of the people over our older cousins, if you would, over in England, are they're mourning the death of Prince Philip because he did a lot of great things as a young man and what have you. Again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot for you to get involved in. Here she goes. Biden czar is stepping down after terrorists, migrant children, and so on. Really, she has totally lost control of the border. So now she's going to run away. No, really, think about it, right? Biden administration is facing a whole bunch of calls for more transparency, especially as the federal government diverts tens of millions of dollars. I think I heard a crazy number today that we're spending almost $100 million a week taking care of these people coming up from other countries. Thank you, Joey B. Because that money couldn't possibly go to any of our people. You couldn't possibly want to feed any of our people with it. You couldn't possibly want to take care of our vets that are in the street. Now, I don't know if you heard, but the number of vets not getting service they need is starting to climb again. Gee, Trump was such a terrible guy. Biden's doing such a better job. I want to thank you boneheads who voted for him. Yes, even if you're a listener of the show, at this point, I'm done being nice about it. You voted for a man that has no problem killing babies. You voted for me. Actually, he doesn't even know where he's at. But let's get past that for a minute. All right, look at all the... Now he's talking about packing the court. Oh, yeah, good job, people. Glad to hear it. Because we haven't had enough crazy rulings by the court. We need some more, don't we? As they say in Minnesota, don't you know? All right, not only defunding the police, packing the court, letting more people in the country, because our unemployment rate isn't high enough. Yeah, you're right. I'm a little ticked. Now, the administration ignored warning signs, including briefings from senior customs and border. The people on the border were telling them how wrong they were and what they were doing, and they wouldn't hear it. They weren't interested because they know better than you do. The administration ignored the warning signs. They had the briefings from all the right people. So they knew what to expect. They knew what was coming. The administration knew it was going to happen. They had a two thousand or three thousand mile warning that these people were on their way up. I don't know why the Mexican government didn't stop them. I wonder what they were told. But nobody knows how to manage this. Right? They try to manage just a process. They're not trying to stem the tide. They're not trying to do anything to make this better and make it right. Right? And somebody gave these people shirts that said, Biden let us in. Oh, it was a humanitarian thing. They wanted to make sure they had clothes. And then of all you Hollywood, I don't even know how to put this, to be a little nice. All you Hollywood turds, celebrities, sorry, that's what I meant to say. All you Me Too people out there, all you people that constantly talk about the kids, let's take care of the kids. What about the kids? The kids are going hungry. The kids are being raped on the way up. They're being gang raped. Right? I mean, think about it. You don't care about that? Not your problem until they get to the border, right? Then they become our problem to feed, take care of the psychological care, to go ahead and educate. The kids that are in San Diego, that the San Diego teachers, see, most teachers I love, I know why they're in this. I know why they're in the business. But when you're going to look me straight in the face and tell me that those kids coming up from the border deserve to have an education, you're teaching those, you're getting face-to-face with them, you're getting in the same room with them in San Diego, you don't know if they've had all their shots, you don't know what kind of health that they're in. You're willing to go help those kids out, but not ours. The American kids that belong to the families that pay your salaries? Man, you must be one hateful person. No joke, dead serious. You got to be one hateful person. The situation at the southwest border, it's difficult, according to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. We're working around the clock to manage it. We'll continue to do so. You're not managing anything. You're making it worse. Put the darn fence up. It was working. You know, it shows you how disingenuous they are. Put the fence up. Leave ports of entry open so they can come in that way. Make them do it the right way, and you can manage it. And you can make it safe. But that's not what you want. I'm telling you, people, I've come to the conclusion they want chaos. They want bloodshed. They want things to be out of control. Because in chaos, they can lay out whatever they want to. They can institute whatever laws or rules they want to. Joe Mancini, your host. Sonya Smith joins me after the break. We'll see if she can calm me down. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Stop being part of the problem. And the way you become part of the solution is you get engaged. You get informed. Right? At least you know you're not just fighting back with emotion. That's what they do. You know, don't be them. Get informed. Understand what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The best person to kick off your weekend with. Sonya Schmidt joins me today. What?
Right. I'm so glad I don't have her life. That's why it's the best way to kick off your weekend. So you can go, I'm going to go have a weekend. Otherwise, I live like she lives.
All right. So anyway, no, really, seriously, it has been a crazy week. A lot of crazy stories this week, you know. And one of the things, I know you love when I get serious with you, but I think this is a real problem. You and I have been talking, no joke, you and I have been talking about this off and on for a long time. I had Alfonso and Rachel on the show last night. And we're looking at what's going down in the news. Like this week in Iowa, BLM raided the Iowa, you know, rioted, whatever you wanted to call it. They raided the Iowa State House. How come that wasn't an insurrection? Right? I mean, think about it. So that was okay. It was worse than what happened on January 6th. And now you're seeing in these cities, the inner cities, they're pushing for less, now not less police anymore. You ready for this? Less armed police. Because that will make us more safe, because that will, especially in the inner city, because we know when they see a cop with a gun, then they get all nervous and they start shooting, right? That's what happens. And now they're talking about giving blacks the vaccinations first, right? They're talking about giving black farmers first stimulus handouts. And I'm saying, hello, are you like working overtime and starting a race war?
The simple answer? Yes. And I'm sorry, I know this is a serious it's almost one of those things where it's, if you don't have a sense of humor, and thank God, God gave me one.
He did.
You would be crying all day long, especially as a black person. Can I just tell you, long story short, I've got...
Anything you want to say, please.
I've got one child who's not speaking to me right now because I said all lives matter.
Oh.
I've been told by both of my children who I raised single-handedly, taught everything they know, that you cannot, you're forbidden to say all lives matter after someone mentions Black Lives Matter because that's offensive. Where have we become in this country where saying all lives matter is an offense and that you have to draw a line with your own mother?
Wow.
This is how much influence. See, now I done lost my sense of humor. I said I have one. Now I don't have it, because when you talk about what BLM did, everything's okay if they do it.
Right.
And all I try to explain to my daughter is I do believe that Black Lives Matter as much as I believe that all lives matter. I don't support communist organizations. Is that okay? Is that all right if I just don't support a communist organization? But the beauty of what BLM did is they know how to take any crisis and turn it into a race war. And then they were able to use the very well-funded, very well-organized BLM movement and make people think that that was the cause. And also they've trained these children, like my daughter, that if you say anything opposed to that, then you're a racist. You're, in my case, I would be a self-hating black.
I would get a kick out of it. They tell me that blacks can't be racist yet. They constantly call blacks racist, and I'm thinking to myself, how much more confused can you be?
Well, if you tried to wrap your head around what the left is saying, it would blow your mind. I mean, you just can't do it, so I don't do it anymore. It's just I look at this country, and I'm like, where have we gone where your own children are going, you can't say. And I'm hoping that she's old. My kids are old. I'm not a young woman. It's not like you can excuse them when they're 15 and 16 and you go, oh, you know what, they're just young and they're just stupid and that's what you're supposed to be at 15. But when you in your 40s and you're talking about, I'm just like, I'm hoping someday they'll wake up and they go, wow, I actually came down on somebody for saying all lives matter. But when you're this age, when you're in BLM and when you're supporting that stuff, yes, they have the college people, but it goes all the way up. They do not realize what they're saying when they're saying you cannot say all lives matter. It does not negate black lives. It does not negate, hey, I'm having this argument with a party that wants to kill babies after they're born.
Right.
That's the ridiculousness of it.
And who have more Planned Parenthood facilities in black neighborhoods than anywhere else. And they've got the gall to say
that kind of thing. They don't see that as genocide. They don't see that as racism. They see that as helping the black woman, and nobody can tell the black woman what to do. Because it's a sickness, and it's sad that evil seems to, I don't know, penetrate or... I don't know. It's like that snowball effect where you gather more as you roll down the hill.
But
it's,
how do you get anything accomplished? Like, you know, I can't give away too much, but, you know, in my world, you know, black women are prominent in a lot of educational things and programs and what have you. And one guy was complaining that this particular woman, a black woman, he was afraid to approach her on something. And I said, why? And he looked at me and said, because she's a black woman. I said, okay, she's a woman. Why are you afraid to approach her? He goes,
She's a
black woman. I said, okay, she's a woman. Why? I kept coming back to that. See, you can't operate like that. You can't operate in an honest world, an honest environment like that.
Well, that's one thing that's so prevalent is that we've become a society that's afraid of the truth. And as long as you're afraid of the truth and as long... But that shows you how the left has influenced all of our thinking. That if she weren't... So does that mean if she was a white woman, she were a white woman, that he could be honest? I mean, I don't know. As a black woman, I'm offended that you can't be honest with me because of my skin color. I want to know what your thoughts are. I want to know what your opinions are so I can evaluate those. That's an insult to say that I can't evaluate and argue and have independent thought about those.
I agree. You know, again... If something is awry in a situation, whether it's with a company or a church or a small business, and you cannot look at somebody and go, oh, God, they're going to call me a racist because she's a black woman, I'm a white guy.
You're scared, but the left has been very good. Left has been very good at frightening white people. And this white guilt is going to kill us all.
I'm too dull to figure it out, but we'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Sonia Schmidt is going nowhere. He's going to be with me when we come back.
Nowhere. I got nowhere to go.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has set up a panel to consider some changes to the Supreme Court. One of the questions they're exploring is, should the Supreme Court have more than 9 justices? A bipartisan commission of law professors and former Justice Department officials will be considering many different aspects of the Supreme Court, as we hear from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
But they will also be looking at the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court.
She says the commission will have a report for President Biden in about 6 months after convening.
That will, of course, impact his thinking moving forward. But he wants smart legal experts, people who have been thinking about these issues for decades, to have a discussion and a debate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Never have, never will.
How lucky can one guy be?
There you go.
I kissed
her. There we go.
She kissed me.
Hopefully he got permission from the girl, because in California, I think you can go to jail for kissing a girl without permission. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you want to get involved. We are honored to have, we are graced by the presence of Sonia Schmidt, who joins me every week, helps me kick off the... What are you looking around for? Were you? Is there somebody else in the room I should know about, or what?
I was just... You said... It's wonderful to have me, and I was looking behind me to see who was on. That's all.
Oh, God.
Who walked in the room?
You know, we were talking about during the break, and it's so true. You know, talking with you, Alfonso, Rachel, another person. I love doing this. Another person who happens to be black, okay? I always say to my Christian brothers and sisters, look, you're a Christian who happens to be a female who happens to be black. Why do we have to call these things out like it's the first thing in the list? You know what I'm saying? But we should be able to talk. That's the problem. We can't even talk to each other about these issues, right? Or someone gets offended. Yeah.
Right. Like I said, my daughter is offended because I said all lives matter. And... I mean, I just really don't understand where the left comes from, other than I think it's inherent evil.
Yeah.
And I don't think evil knows it. I mean, I've tried to analyze evil for many, many years, and I just think that they don't know that they're evil. And I think that they have a clubhouse. It's like if my daughter said all lives matter, I think she knows that she would get kicked out of her group.
Right.
And then what would she do? You know?
Isn't it funny how the inclusion group is inclusive by exclusion? Right?
They don't see that in themselves. They're totally self-unaware.
We're supposed to be self of everybody, so only black people belong in this group.
No, you cannot grow. You cannot learn. You cannot change yourself. You cannot even be a real Christian if you're not allowed to look at yourself and go, ooh, there's some gnarly places here that I'm called to fix.
That's right.
But the left does not; they cannot do that. They will. I don't know if it hurts too bad for them to try to have some self growth. Or
last weekend is Easter, and the devout Catholic known as the Pelosi, she wouldn't allow prayer on the Capitol steps. Right?
Because
she wants to be inclusive of everybody.
Everybody.
I'm sorry.
Remember when she said she loved the word and she couldn't even think of any scripture? I love the word. The word. It's so sick when you watch them. But here's the beauty of the left. They've been able to take control over our thoughts, what we say, what we feel, what we do.
Yep.
everything.
Yep.
We're scared to speak up. I mean, and that's one thing that I did with my daughter, and I said something very passive, which was all lives matter. And then when she went on the attack, I kept going and kept defending it. I think that that's one of the problems that we have, is we back down, we're too scared, or we get too angry too fast. That's another tactic that I think we do that does not work.
Well, you don't want the aggravation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most people don't want the aggravation. Look, I am not giving away family secrets, but, you know, there's one or two of my kids that I hadn't seen in a year or two, and it was because of a stance that we took on certain issues. And Tammy and I agreed early on that we would never, you know, push our principles aside because we want them to see the grandchildren. Because what does that say about us?
Ooh.
Right? I mean, and it's a tough, you know, it's a tough place to be.
Heartbreaking.
But I'll tell you what, they came back stronger, and we've got, you know, relationships, you know, with all of them pretty much.
Raise a child up.
Yeah.
You know? And you have to, and that's what I felt when I was responding to my daughter, is like, you know what, I may lose her for a period of time, but I'm not going to lose her forever. She loves me, I love her. If we're going to let BLM divide us, we got a real problem here. But that shows you how deep the left is.
No. So, you know, my granddaughter, what is it, mixed race? It's not called mixed race to me.
I guess that's what it's. Yeah.
So she's in the kitchen in the morning. We're playing around, and I'm pinching her cheeks. And she goes, "What do you keep pinching my cheeks for?" And I said, "I'm just trying to get some color in them. I just want to get some color in them." And she looks at me, and she puts her hand on her hip. And she goes, "I've got enough color."
That's hilarious. So adorable. You know what?
Well, that's what I mean. It doesn't affect her. It doesn't. We're not on that mindset. And I'm not going, ooh, should I have said that? Did I hurt her feelings?
Oh, my God.
Should I give her?
And I'm so happy that you don't, but the left would have you feel, you would have to go to some sort of class if it were up.
And now, we'd be having a ball, you know? When she was younger and she had really curly hair, and we would have some, because my hair was, you know, I get up in the morning and I look like I'm just all over the
place. I don't want to think about it.
No, please don't. So she would come over and she'd have the, and I'd say, "What happened to your hair?" And she'd look at me and go, "The same thing that happened to your hair."
Exactly. No, because the left doesn't understand love.
No.
See, love surpasses color and hair texture and all that. We just, and here's the other thing. Who did I hear say that? Oh, it was Dennis Prager this week. And I've heard him say this before, is, have you ever met someone on the left who's happy? And I
genuinely happy? No.
Genuinely happy. No. Not faking it. Not saying it's because namaste. Happy. Yes. No. Genuinely happy. And I had to go, wow, he's absolutely right. And if they're in a bad mood, or if they don't like something, they got to make you not like it. They got to make you in a bad mood. I'm like, these are some sad people. But that's what we're up against.
I'm going to get into something else you told me you were paying attention to this week. But I want you to know, there's professors at university, and this week I ran across one who was actually praying, wrote a prayer, and actually asked God to help him hate white people. Okay, and you know, I'm thinking to myself, what God are you praying to? Because our God, first of all, says we're all of one blood. He never mentions color in the Bible as a divider of us all. And last I checked, there's nowhere in the Bible we're called to hate evil, not even evil people. We're called to hate evil and pray for evil people and love. You know, what did Christ say? Easy to love your brothers. Harder to love your enemy.
Harder than your enemy.
Okay, but these professors are teaching your kids.
Well, people who send their kids to those schools should have their heads examined.
Yeah.
You can, you know, homeschooling at the college age is not a bad idea either. But if this guy's prayer were answered and God granted him the ability to hate white people. That says he doesn't have that naturally. He's not hating white people. So he's asking for that. You know?
Right. He wants God to harden. He says, harden my heart.
So let's just say God does that. Then what are his actions after that? Everything that's not godly. If he hates white people after that prayer is granted, then what?
Right.
But they don't think past the then what. They just don't have that ability. And I used to wonder what's up with the left. Now I don't. I just go, they're sick, get out the way, so we can do good.
You know? Yeah, you're not the only one, but you've taught me that, plenty of others, because when the show in the early days, and you were with me in the early days, where I used to say, come on, let's not do that. You know, they just have a different way of thinking. They just approach things differently. But I got to tell you, predominantly, most of the hateful ones, you know, the ones that I've run into, they're extremely hateful. No, this is a religion for them.
What's the religion?
The truth is true.
Right, and I came to that conclusion after I was working on my global warming book, Deb and Sevi's Real Deal on Global Warming. As I started to research that more and more and more, I found out that the people who were involved in the environmentalist movement had nothing to do with environment. It had nothing to do with the earth, saving the earth, you know, polar bears. No, it had everything to do with this sick group of people that had a zero population mentality. They hated, they were full of hate. And then what was even scarier is that they were, many of the people involved in this movement got hired on in the Obama administration, which means they're in business right now too with the Trump, with the Biden administration.
Yeah.
So it's you know, we are in spiritual warfare whether we like it or not. Good news is Christ is coming soon, because I think he's like irked.
Well, next Tuesday wouldn't be soon enough.
Wouldn't be? Well, no, I got a hair appointment on the, so I don't want to go to heaven looking crazy.
You know, I was joking last night and say, you know, Jesus is going to be standing there going, really? I died for this?
That's a great meme. I died for this?
Give me a break. And I'll have another chili burger while I'm at it. Anyway, go up and see your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back. And Sonya's going to be our court reporter when we come back. But no, don't go.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of which, I can't get it. I like this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
And the greats are gone, and thank God, because they would be crying today to see what's happening. That was Ronnie Dangerfield. But, you know, Roddy Dangerfield, Sid Caesar, all these guys would be in so much trouble today. Nobody would go see them because, you know, they were just off, totally off color, right? I mean, Tony Smith joins me, another comic writer at, and, you know, these guys would not be welcome today, would they?
Not only, not at all. They wouldn't be welcomed, and I'm telling you.
Rickles? They would Rickles night on the stage.
Thank
right?
goodness that he owned being politically incorrect. Yes, but I was telling you on the break that I've been exposing my grandson to all kinds of comedy greats, and I'm not picking out black comedy greats. Although I did show him the trailer for Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy last night.
Right.
But I'm teaching him comedy greats because I see he's a comedy bone in him. We've gone from Charlie Chaplin is his favorite. Harold Lloyd. Last night I showed him Danny Kaye and Jerry Lewis, and he just thinks they're a riot. And I know, and in the back of my mind, I'm doing it secretly because I'm thinking that black people are going to say, why are you showing him, you know, these white men, white male, you know, because there's something called funny, which you're not on the left because you're so angry. So it's just wonderful to see an 8-year-old belly laugh at Danny Kaye. It's wonderful.
I told you years
before
ago.
Before it's banned.
Years ago, I took a bunch of friends of mine from the area that we live in, a bunch of white guys. down to South Central to see a comedy show. Okay? And I was cracking up, and they were sitting there stiff because they were afraid to laugh. The jokes were all around being black, right? I mean, you got a black comedian telling black jokes. What are you going to do? You're not going to laugh?
It's okay, right.
You know? It's okay for us to laugh. No, no, I brought you to a comedy show so you could cry.
To laugh.
It's okay to laugh. I mean, listen to what they're saying. This is funny stuff. So,
It's so crazy. They have us insanely crazy.
Oh, God, yeah, no kidding. And there was a singing band that came out. It was the right Reverend Al Sharpton and the Anointed Oreos, and it was two black guys and a white guy.
Oh, hilarious.
That were doing the old, you know, technique kind of moves and that kind of stuff. It was hilarious. But
hilarious. I was just, and my daughter, my sort of liberal-leaning daughter, not the one I was just talking about, but she loves Key and Peele. I do, too. I think they're brilliant. Do they lean left? Yes. But there are certain times when I'm going, I just sent her a sketch that they did on the woman who got people through the Underground Railroad. What's her name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Harriet Tubman.
The funniest sketch ever, and I knew where they were going, and it would be exactly where I would go if I were writing that sketch. But unfortunately, in this society, we can't laugh at everything. And if I did that sketch, I would be arrested probably. But it was very, very funny. And, Key and Peele, they're just, if we can just accept comedy and if we could just have a fairness of doing it on both sides.
Yeah.
If we had our own Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that'd be, yeah. Well, no, I see some of these comedians, even the up-and-coming ones, even the ones that made fun of Trump. You know, here's what's really funny. You couldn't make fun of Obama. They would throw you out of the theater, right? But yet some of these guys are making fun of Trump. And frankly, some of it was funny.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. There was a joke, right, but we don't have a venue for that to sustain it. There was a joke when Sarah Palin was on the scene. And it was on Saturday Night Live, and they had this woman who did her was great. And she said, I can see Russia from my house. And, that was hilarious to me because I knew that's not what she said.
Right.
But to the left, they believe that's what she said. So it helped them with the narrative that she was an idiot.
Yes.
And it's just too bad that they're so stupid. It's hard to talk to the left. Because you have to teach so much that you just don't have the time, the energy, or the inclination. I just leave in with my daughter, who was talking this BLM stuff to me that I can't say All Lives Matter. And I said, BLM is a socialist, communist organization. And I'm pretty sure her eyes fell out of her head. I'm like, I don't really have the time.
I want to read their original about what their mission statement said.
Read? Well, I'm sorry. You're asking them to do... you should be. That's ridiculous. You're asking them to. And I said, look it up.
They put it on their own website. Nobody hacked
on their own. You don't have to dig.
They were proud of it.
You ain't even got to dig.
God. All right. So we got to get serious for a moment.
Okay.
All right. So you've been staying up all night. And
all night. I have not had sleep in 4 days.
But it's not because of an illness. Well, maybe it is an illness. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, because you're watching, the Floyd case, right?
Which I didn't even know was happening. Somebody told me it was happening, and I tuned in. And I was like, oh my goodness,
this is so interesting, aren't they?
I can't get enough of it. I hate for it to end because I can't get enough of it. I started on day 6 or 7, and then I thought, oh my gosh, this is so good. So I started watching 7 and the opening remarks at the same time, and I'm working my way in like an Oreo cookie. I'm just like, this is so good.
And the left is they're screaming at the prosecution, saying they're not making their case properly, yada 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 yada. But what do you think?
Sadly, if you Google it or you have the most of the websites or the videos about it have liberal commentating, they're talking, they're commentators. So you're getting their points of view. Don't watch that. Watch the trial, because what's interesting about this trial, if you watch it in real time, or not real time, but if you watch it straight through, with their witnesses, and they haven't really gotten to the defense's witnesses yet. But if you watch this, you can see all the intricacies of how things work in terms of police, what does the left want to say, the racism, brutality, and all this stuff. And what the left would have us to believe is that this is all cut and dry. The whole system is all about racism, and they're all on the same page, and there's nothing that these police officers have to go through. They all just kind of co-sign racism. Well, it really doesn't work like that. And if you love your black children, you have them watch this trial, because they will see all these loops that police have to jump through, I think it solidifies the notion that if you do believe that the police are out to get black people, then if you want to save your child, if you really believe this, if you want to save your child, then you teach them to be really respectful and stay off of drugs. And, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I am very pro-police. But I'm watching this trial and going, I'm not sure that this guy has any leg to stand on.
Really? Interesting.
So
I haven't been watching it, so I cannot say that I know what's happening. I'm getting bits and pieces of information. But I, like you, when I watch some of these things, I always enjoy, I always lock in on the process. You know what I mean?
The process is so interesting. And if we're going to teach our children to stay safe, and we can also teach our children to be a part of the process. Mm-hmm. You can be a pathologist. You can be a police officer. You can be a police officer of so many different ranks, where you are fighting for the cause, so to speak.
Right.
There's so many avenues. There's so many interesting things about this process that I think we can help our children with, rather than, I think we do them a disservice by telling them, well, you black, and this is just going to all work against you. They have to go through a whole lot of hoops for this to all work against them, as right. I'm watching during this trial. So interesting.
There was a woman 2 weeks ago, I think it was, a black woman who shot a white cop. And you could tell, it was all caught on video. And you could tell through the whole thing that white cop was holding back because that was a black woman. He didn't follow any of the procedures, and I don't mean like he went over the top of them. He pulled back from them. He didn't do what he was
supposed
to do.
Sure, his life is at stake. And so I think also another thing I think that has to be taught, sadly, or retaught in the black community and in everybody, is empathy and sympathy. I mean, when I hear what these cops have to go through, these EMTs have to, you know, the people who have to go in there and try to revive somebody, but they can't go in if there's a hostile crowd. So I know, now that I've seen this trial, I know, as a crowd member, don't act a fool, because you could be, it's so interesting.
Yep.
Do I think this guy? I think this guy did a lot of things really wrong from what I'm seeing. But we haven't gotten to the prosecution. But I also know that BLM has already threatened to burn up the country.
So that's a good reason.
I don't think it'd get a fair trial.
Unreal. Sonya Schmidt, how do people find all this wonderful program?
I don't know. I have no clue. SonyaSchmidt.net. Try either one of them.
Try them all. You'll find her somewhere in there. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Coming back, David Horowitz joins us. The Red Dice.
Are you serious?
Why would I lie?
I'm always a bad opening act.
You're a great opening act. Joe, you should be the headliner. Joe.